With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. Welcome back. Oh my gosh, I just enjoy everything about you guys and your compliments and your comments and your feedback. Thank you so very much. And welcome back to another episode of You Are You Unapologetically. See, this is the podcast where we embrace our truth, we own our power, and we step into our most authentic selves. We are being who we were created to be. We, you, I, we are being ourselves unapologetically. And this is You Are You Unapologetically. I am your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes. And today, we're going to talk about something that every single one of us has dealt with at some point in time. And it is called limiting beliefs. I know you heard about it. I know this is not your first time hearing about limiting beliefs, but we're going to discuss it. Our last episode, if you remember, was about comparing yourselves. And so I just thought that comparison has a role to play in limiting beliefs. And so that's why I want to bring this episode to you today. So, limiting beliefs, you know, those little voices that whispers in your head, things such as, I'm not smart enough, I could never do that, success is only for other people, I never win anything, I'm not successful. Yeah, I call these little whispers or the voices in your head, I call it head chatter, because that's what it is. Head chatter is so good at telling us things that, not false things that is, telling us false things the majority of the time. It's not telling us things that are true. And so this head chatter, they become beliefs and they feel real. But what I want you to understand that they are nothing more than stories that we create. We create them and we are conditioned to believe them. So as human beings, I know you guys know this. We create stories in our head. Yes, we do. We create stories. For example, if someone is looking at you, like in a certain way, they may be just looking at you or look, you know, they may be like, okay, just looking at you. We are so quick as human beings to create a story around why that person is looking at us, right? We tell ourselves, oh, that person doesn't like me because he or she is just looking at me like. We tell ourselves these things. We create these stories. But here's my thing, or the point I want to make, is that when you really, really do the research on the facts of your story, you will find that there are very few facts. And when I talk about facts, I'm talking about truth. You will find that there are very few. The only fact that is there is that the person who was looking at you may have just been looking in your direction, maybe thinking about something totally different, then wasn't even paying attention to you, but they could have been just as easily looking past you. Although to you, it looked as if that person was looking at you, right? But you sold yourself on the story that the person don't like you, or they got something against you, or feel some kind of way, right? And this is the story that you're telling yourself, and you stick to it. Now, you found yourself, right? Now getting an attitude toward that person, and they didn't do anything. They did not do anything other than look in your direction. Direction, that is. So I need you to understand that as human beings, we are so very good, so very good at creating stories in our head. And so today we're going to rewrite. We're going to talk about these stories as overcoming limiting beliefs, right? And a guide to authentic living. But we're going to not only talk about these stories, but we're going to rewrite these stories. If we get it right in this episode, you will identify beforehand, you'll be able to identify beforehand that you are about to create a story, and you will learn how to stop yourself in the tracks, in your tracks, so you're not creating a story. So if you ever felt stuck, if you ever doubted yourself, or if you're tired of holding yourself back, this episode is for you. Yep. So let me tell you why this is so important. The topic that we're talking about is so important, because overcoming limiting beliefs, it changes. It will change your life, of the outcome. It will produce even more results in your life. See, our beliefs shape our lives. Think about it. Just think about it. If you believe you can't do something, you won't even try. If you believe something is a waste of time, a relationship, a task, whatever, you will not give it any effort whatsoever. If you're anything like me, I know I wouldn't. So let me first give you an example. Imagine two people applying for the same job. One of them has a limiting belief, and this limiting belief is telling them, I'm not qualified enough for this job. And they create a story around that that makes them believe that they're not qualified, so they already told themselves they're not going to get the job, and so they already prepared. They've gone on the interview, but they're not going to give it their all because of the limiting belief that they had told themselves and the story that they created, which is the limiting belief, around it. While the other person believes, I may not have all the qualifications for this job, but I know I can learn and grow into this position. I know once I learn the ropes, I'll have this position down. Guess who gets the job? Do we need to guess? Really? No. The one who believes in themselves enough to show up, take risks, and put themselves out there, that is the one who's going to get the job. This is why overcoming limiting beliefs is so crucial. It's so crucial. Your thoughts directly impact your actions, and your actions shape your reality. No joke. No joke. So we're here in this episode. What I'm going to cover is I want to talk about what is limiting beliefs, what are they, and where do they come from? How to recognize the limiting beliefs that are holding you back That's right, holding you back, because we all have them. The impact of these beliefs in your life. I want to talk about how it's impacting you. And then what I want to give you is a step-by-step strategy to shift your mindset and start living authentically. Start living, and you hear me say it time and time again, start living and being you. That's why you're here on You Are You Unapologetically podcast. And I'm really hoping by the end of this episode, you'll take real actionable steps to reclaim your power. Start moving forward, right, with confidence, and start being you unapologetically. Are you down for that? Okay. So let's start with defining limiting beliefs. Let me just say this, and I need you to hear it. I said it earlier, but I don't know if you caught on to it, but I said it. I didn't say it exactly like this, but let me start with this. It begins with a thought, plain and simple. Limiting beliefs begins with a thought. A thought. You will have a thought, and that is what gets the ball rolling. A limiting belief is any thought or assumption that holds you back from achieving your full potential, being who you were created to be. It's that little voice that says, I'm too old, or I'm not smart enough, or I can't do that, or if you want to start something new, right? It's something even that, like that. I don't have the right background to work in this industry, or let alone succeed in this industry. People like me don't become successful. People like me, we don't go out on the limb. We don't take chances. We don't take risks. I don't take a risk. It begins with a thought. These beliefs don't just pop in your head randomly. They are thoughts. Thoughts pop in your head randomly. But when you think of something long enough and enough, more times, right? And I'm saying more over and over again, you begin to believe it. You begin to believe it. Your beliefs tear, learned over time. Let me say that again. That you learn over time is what these limiting beliefs are. And these are these thoughts. You said it over and over and over again. So let's dive into where they come from. We have limiting beliefs. We all have them. And if you don't recognize them, which we're going to talk about a little later, you live in them and you begin to create stories around them. You do. So where do limiting beliefs come from? I've already revealed that it starts with a thought. It begins with a thought. It really, really do. So let's dive in a little deeper, because I already shared that with you. But let's go on a little deeper for those who are listening and really need help in this area. Some of us, we recognize the thought and we were like, oh, okay, let me start focusing on my thought. Let me just start paying attention. Well, one of the things that we all experience is that we all was a child. We didn't come into this earth at 7, at 25, you know what I'm trying to get. We all were children. And so your childhood, or the conditioning, the things that you learned in your childhood, plays a part. Think back when you were a child. Just take a moment. Think about some of those limiting beliefs or those messages. Let me just say that, because then you didn't know they were limiting beliefs. Think about what was said to you. Think about the messages that you heard in your home that wasn't positive, that spoke about success. What did you hear in your home that spoke about money? Money was a thing in my home growing up. My mother would always say, money don't grow on trees. So it was always something about money. What are the things that you heard when you were a child about relationship or self-worth? Maybe you were told things such as, you have to work twice as hard to get half as much. Or no matter how hard you work, it will never be enough. Or dreaming big is unrealistic for you or for us because we never achieve. This family, we're always going to be broke. You will never make it in this world. How many of you heard that before? You're not going to make it in this world. Or how about you're not going to amount to anything? That's another way of hearing it. You don't have what it takes to be successful. You don't have what it takes to get that kind of job or meet these kind of people or be in that kind of relationship. You don't have what it takes. Let's just take an example. If you grew up in a household like I, where money was always a struggle, you might have internalized the belief that money is hard to come by or that rich people are greedy, like they don't care about people who are less fortunate. It's all about them and what they want. See, these subconscious beliefs can affect the way you handle finances as an adult. You may feel as if you're always living or was told you're going to always live paycheck to paycheck or feel as if that's okay for you because that's how you grew up. Again, these subconscious beliefs, I'm calling them because they were thoughts at first, affect and can affect and probably is affecting the way you handle your finances now as an adult. Even if you don't really pay attention to it, I want you to stop and really pay attention to it, right? Realize it. Is it impacting the way you're handling your funds now? Does it have a direct connection to how your childhood was and some of the things that was said to you when you were a child? Think about that. Past traumas or failures in your life that had occurred, when these things happen, there are thoughts around them and they become unlimiting beliefs. So have you ever tried something and failed miserably. I have, right? And so with that, it impacted me because I felt like, gosh, I'm not good. Why am I doing this? I'm not good at this. And I made myself believe that. And I created a story around it. Or maybe you started a business, or maybe you started a band or a group or something and it flopped. It just didn't go right. It wasn't successful, right? Or maybe you went after a big dream, huge dream, and you went after it and things didn't work out at all. See, those type of experiences can create fear in you, and fear, and it did in me, and self-doubt. Oh, self-doubt. I doubted myself for years, which lead to limiting beliefs. Like, I'll never be good at this. I can't get good at this. Oh my gosh, I was never meant to be successful. I can't make it. I can't make it in this world. I just can't do it. But here's the truth. Failure is a part of success. Failure is a part of success. It's not a sign to say stop. It's not. With failure, you want to keep on going. It's just think of it as a detour, pointing you in a different direction or another direction. It's not a sign to say stop at all. And the only way to truly fail is to stop trying altogether and to give up. Now, that's true failure. But just because you fail or made a mistake doesn't mean to stop. Our society and our culture plays a huge role in our limiting beliefs. Our culture has some expectations that it put on us that if we don't achieve those or meet those expectations, then we feel like a failure, right? Our society tells us, oh, you gotta go to school, and after you get your degree, you get a job. And after you get a job, you just work, 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 until you become successful. That's not what success looks like. Society cannot dictate to us or you or me what success looks like unless you allow them to, unless you allow them to. And so you'll find yourself being bombarded with messages like, by the time you're 30, you should own a house, you should have a stable career, you should be making six figures, and women should be a certain way. And men, you should be a certain way or act a certain way. And like I said, because you went to college or you didn't go to college, you should, right? You're not able to get high paying jobs. And if you did, you're supposed to have a high paying job. These are things that our society and our culture put on us and expects us to meet. And so these messages can make us feel inadequate in our everyday lives. So don't match and don't be the standard, but allow me to remind you that you define your own success. I can't define your success and you can't define my success. You can't. And so I'm not even going to allow society to do it because they cannot. The world doesn't get to decide my success for me, nor for you. And don't allow them to. Don't. Because let me just say this. If you do, these limiting beliefs are going to impact your life in a major way. It's going to impact you. So we understand what limiting beliefs are, right? Now, this is the part I want to get into. Talk about how they affect your life, how they affect our lives. So let's say you had a dream of being a movie star or being a singer, and you believe this. You believe this, but yet you're surrounded by people who don't, and their negative thoughts, they share them with you. Here's another. Say you had a dream, mentioned it before, to start a business, to be an entrepreneur. Again, you believe that you can do it, right? But you're telling yourself, I'm not good at handling money. I'm not good with money. I don't believe that. I can start a business, but I ain't good with money. But because of that belief, that's what's holding you back. You never take the first step because you're busy saying, I'm not good with money. Or you listen to someone else's doubt about you and you start believing that. You take it on for yourself and you never take the first step. You never learn about finances, right? You never really understand and learn how to invest into your own ideas and get the result that you dream of, which is your business. But that never happened because of that limiting belief. Or how about maybe you have a belief that relationships never work for me, right? Like this is what you're saying, that you're always going to be single because you can't find a good man or you can't find a good woman. And you birth these thoughts, or someone gives it to you, and you hold on to those thoughts. And because of those thoughts, you push people away. You avoid people. You avoid displaying or sharing or revealing your vulnerability. And some of us, we sabotage relationships. We will go straight out once we get to that point. They get close enough. Nope, I gotta sabotage because, right? This relationship before it actually get off the ground because you have a limiting belief that relationships don't work for you. My point is this. Your thoughts will dictate or turn into your beliefs, and your beliefs will dictate your behavior. Wait, your behavior creates your reality. So if you are alone and you're not in a relationship, you're single, think about what are those limiting beliefs that you have that you're holding on to, but not only that, that you created a story around and you're living in that story. If you're alone, you're alone because you want to be alone because you, right? If you put yourself out there, get rid of the limiting belief, tell yourself that you're capable of being in a relationship. You're capable of loving and receiving love. You're capable of doing that. That will become a belief, and that belief will dictate your behavior, and your behavior will become and create your reality. And before you know it, you'll be in a relationship. Mark my word. That's it on that part. But no, we still have to talk about how to overcome these things, how to overcome limiting beliefs, because I know so many people who are stuck in the way they think because that's what they believe. And because they believe it, that's how they behave. And it's their reality. They're stuck in that. So let's get into this part, which I think is really the good part. How do we actually break free from limiting beliefs? How do we? So I know the last episode I talked about comparing, and I introduced an exercise or a training, Path to Greatness. That definitely will help you because it makes you go inward. But what I want to add to that is, there are a number of things that you can do other than Path to Greatness. And that is, you have to identify your limiting beliefs. First and foremost, first you have to recognize the fact that you have them. Because a lot of us don't want to believe. We're stuck in this. We don't want to believe this is our mindset. First, you have to recognize and realize that you have limiting beliefs. And then after that, what you want to do is you want to begin to write them down. Just take your journal, write them in your journal, or if you don't have a journal, get a piece of paper and write it down. Here's what you do. I want you to get to the point where you identify your limiting beliefs, right? But let's write down a goal first. Let's write down just one goal that you have. And you've been afraid to go after this goal for numerous reasons, which you may not identify as limiting beliefs, but they may be reasons and you may feel that they're legitimate. But let's write down that one goal you've been afraid to go after. Then I need you to ask yourself, what's holding me back? Yeah, ask yourself, what's holding me back from accomplishing this goal? If it's to save money, if it's to buy a car, if it's to buy a house, if it's to get a different job, like what's holding you back? What do you believe about yourself that's stopping you? You need to ask the question in this form. What am I saying about myself? Or what do I believe about myself that's stopping me from accomplishing this goal? That's stopping me saving the money that I'm trying to save, or buying a house, or getting a car, or being in a relationship? What's stopping me? Once you write these down, the things down that's stopping you, that's when you'll begin to start acknowledging that you have limiting beliefs. And then you also will begin to start seeing the patterns of your limiting belief. So what I want you to do is then challenge this belief. So not only write it down, I want you to challenge it. I want you to ask yourself, is this belief actually true? Like, one of the things that I do when I find I have some head chatter going on, and it can be of anything, it can be even if somebody's looking at me and I recognize, oh, that's head chatter. I do that now. But before then, what I did was I began to say, is that true? What's true of this belief? What's true in this story that I'm telling myself? What is true? And have there been moments in my life where the opposite was true, right? Like, what's true and whatever's not true? Has there been moments when, right, what I'm thinking, the opposite was true? So, for example, if you think I'm not good enough, right? We talked about that in last episode. Ask yourself, have there been times when I succeeded? when you think of, oh, I'm not good enough to do this, but have there been times in your life where you actually succeeded, where you did something, you accomplished something, you achieved something? What evidence do you have to prove that you're capable? And these are the questions that I want you to ask. Have there been times when I've succeeded? And what evidence do I have that proves that I am capable? What evidence is there? And I want you to go and look for that evidence, and I want you to write them down. Once you begin to question your beliefs, they start losing power. Once you begin to question your beliefs, they start losing power. And then when you tie that belief into a thought and you recognize that thought, there's more. Let's reframe that narrative. Let's reframe that thought. Instead of saying, I'm not good at that or at this, or I'll never be successful, say something like, I'm learning and I'm improving every day. Every day I'm taking steps in improving my ability to do the things that I dream of. Yes. Tell yourself that I deserve success. I'm worthy of success and I'm worthy of happiness, instead of having yourself believe that you don't deserve success. See, when that thought comes, you need to acknowledge that thought came and you need to reframe that thought or get rid of it, right? Recognize, nope, that thought does not serve me. We all have to understand that the words that we speak out of our mouths, they have power. They have power when we speak them to other people, whether they're positive and negative. They both impact. And so the more you speak positivity over yourself, the more you'll believe it. And I need you to understand that works both ways. The more you speak negativity over yourself, the more you're going to believe it. So let's just flip it and let's speak positive. Let's acknowledge or recognize the negativity that's in our lives and begin to detach from it, regardless of who that person may be. And sometimes it's our closest relatives. It's our closest relatives, those who say they love us, those who say they care for us, those who say they cherish us. They will be the ones that are going to give you that negative thought, and you're going to take it as if it was your own. Mm-hmm. Yes. So limiting beliefs lose power when you take action. So you have to be in action. You have to do something about it. If you believe you're bad at networking, challenge yourself to attend one event. If you believe you can't succeed in business, start one small step, something small. It doesn't have to be anything big, like launching a simple website, right? Or a social media page, something as simple as that. These are actual steps that I'm giving you, and I'll go back and I will summarize step one, step two, but because I didn't, I got too into it and I didn't even think about giving you step one, step two. So another thing you can do is surround yourself with positive people. I said that, right? You become the people you spend most of your time with. Did you not know that? When you spend your time around a lot of negative people, just watch how negative you become. Just watch. If you're surrounded by negative influence, oh my gosh, it's going to be hard to change because you're surrounded by it. And when you introduce something positive, oh, all they're going to give you is negativity. But when you surround yourself with people who will uplift you, who will elevate you, who will inspire you, who will encourage you, right? When you surround yourself with those people, you start to believe in yourself even more, even more. Now, let me go back and share with you like the steps, right? So identifying your unbeliefs, that's the first step, right? And I talked about it, like recognize what these things are, write them down. Write them down. Step two is challenge the belief, right? So I want you to acknowledge these thoughts and these beliefs, because remember, thoughts turn into beliefs. Acknowledge and then challenge it. Have a conversation with it. Have a conversation. Challenge it. Is this true? No, this isn't true. What are the facts? Then take that belief or that thought and reframe it. Put a different spin on it. Make it powerful, right? Not only positive, make it powerful. I am worthy. I am enough. I am valuable. I am important, right? That's number three. Reframe your thoughts. Reframe the narrative. Step number four comes when you take small action steps. You have to be courageous to take action, but take it, right? Take action. Lose those thoughts. After you challenge it, recognize and say, nope, I'm not doing you anymore. I'm not playing with you anymore. No, that's not it. And then do something small, like create a social media page if you want to, or a website if you want to do a business, right? Ask somebody if you're interested in being in a relationship. You have the positive friends, not the negative friends. Ask the positive friends, which is step five, surround yourself with positivity. But ask your positive friends, do they know anyone? And take action. So that's step four. Step five is surround yourself with positivity. Surround yourself with people who will inspire you, encourage you, elevate you, right? Uplift you, exalt you, all of those things. And these people will not feel intimidated by you. They won't have a problem in doing these things. But when you surround yourself with negative people, oh, yeah, they're going to have a hard time seeing the good in you. Make no doubt about it. Just know this, that you are not your fears. You are not your doubts. You are not your past, but instead, you are powerful. You are amazing. You are valuable and important beyond measures. You are. Remember, it begins with a thought. It begins with a thought. Therefore, pay attention to your thinking. Pay attention to your thinking because it can change your life. Paying attention to your thinking can change your life. Your thoughts affects your beliefs. Your beliefs affects your expectations. Your expectations affects your attitude. Your attitude affects your behavior. Your behavior affects your performance, and your performance, good or bad, will change your life. But we want it to be good so that we'll see the results of the change. We'll see the results of the negative change as well. But you want it to be good because then it is helping you to be you unapologetically. So be careful. Be very careful. Be careful of your thoughts, for your thoughts become your words. Be careful of your words, for your words become your actions. Yes. Be careful. Be careful of your actions, for your actions becomes your habits. Be careful of your habits, for your habits becomes your character. Becomes your character. Be careful of your character, for your character becomes your destiny. Becomes your destiny. And who you are. Now, if you believe you're capable, then you are capable and you will take action. So take action. Take action, right, by writing down one or two limiting beliefs. I said earlier, write down your goals and start asking questions, right? So write down your goal and ask yourself those questions. But I want you really to identify your limiting beliefs. I really want you to do that. And so you'll find your limiting beliefs as you examine the goal and start asking yourself about that goal or that task or what it is or a dream that you want to do. When you do that and you ask yourself those questions, what's holding you back and why aren't you doing, you know, those questions, those limiting beliefs will pop up and you'll see them. And those are the things that I want you to write down. Write down one or two. And what I want you to do in that one sitting is I want you to replace it. I want you to replace it with a new empowering thought. And I say thought, but I want it to turn into a new empowering belief. So turn it into, give it a new thought, and you meditate on that thought so that it becomes an empowering belief. And I want you to say it out loud. Say it out loud. Say it in front of the mirror, right? I want you to do it. Do it for at least 7 days, saying it out loud. Because again, that thought is going to become a belief. And so I want you to repeat this action on a weekly basis until you tackled all of your limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. See, feeling uncertain isn't a sign of failure. It's not. And it's not a sign to stop when you do make a mistake or fail. It's often a sign that you're growing and that things are happening. It is a sign that you are figuring out what truly matters to you. That's what is a sign. That's the sign. But every step you take to remove your limiting beliefs, no matter how small it is, even if they are micro baby steps, every step you take, those steps, they count. Definitely, they count. So I want you to get into action. Get into action. Why? Because with society's rigid expectation and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation, limiting beliefs, right? All of that can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, what do? We push it down. We push it to the side. We dumb down. We act like it's not there. We hide who we really are. Or we just go along for the ride, just for the sake of it, right? Mm-mm. But you are you. You are you unapologetically. And that means being true to who you are. That means being true to how you were created and not allowing anyone, I don't care who they are, not allowing their opinions to affect how you show up in life, to affect how you show up at work, to affect how you show up in your relationship. Yes, people are going to talk. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about me. People will never stop talking. But what you don't have the time to do is to be intimidated by the pretense of others and think less of yourself. You don't have that time for that. Recognize these limiting beliefs that is causing you to dumb down and think less of yourself. Because when you show up without pretense and hesitation, that light that you have that is yours uniquely, own your own light, the world can't dull that glamour. They can't. They'll try. If you allow them to, they will. But most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light. Shine it. And when you shine your light, you're sharing yourself. You're sharing it. You're sharing who you are. And when you're sharing who you are, you're helping others to tap into their own brilliance. See, that's what's important. So put an end to all the disparaging mindset, to all the limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Put an end to it and begin to own your authentic self, because you are you. Unapologetically, join me here in a safe place where I initiate this conversation about you being you. This is what this is all about. I want you to be you unapologetically, and don't hold back, because there's no one better at being you than you. No one, absolutely no one. Thank you so much for joining me on the You Are You Unapologetically podcast. And if this episode touched your heart, if it rang in your ear for some reason, do the work. But not only that, share it with someone else. Let them know how this helped you. And if they're in the same boat, if the both of you are in the same boat, or maybe this is one of your negative friends, I don't know. No judgment. Share it with them. and keep showing up. That's what's important. Keep showing up. But most of all, I want you to keep being you. Don't stop being you unapologetically. That's it for now. See you next time. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.